Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria and Polokwane 24, Rustenburg 28.
Tricky roadworks. Buccleuch, N3 North. There are traffic restrictions towards the Buccleuch interchange. Also N1 South at the Buccleuch stationary truck at the interchange.
Finance Minister Enegonwanna has announced government's proposal to raise VAT by 0.5 percentage point in the next year. Another increase is planned for the following year. This will ultimately bring VAT to 16%. Enegonwanna emphasized the necessity of these measures.
These measures will raise 28 billion in additional revenue in 25-26 and 14.5 billion in 26-27. Madam Speaker, this decision was not taken lightly.
He says the government had to balance the need for additional revenue with the desire to stimulate investment and job creation.
I can tell you now, no Minister of Finance is ever happy to increase taxes. We are aware of the fact that a lower overall burden of tax can help to increase investment and job creation.
That is value-added tax, and it's added to almost everything that you pay for. Now, Enegonwanna has made his dramatic return to Parliament, arriving promptly at 2 p.m. to table the highly anticipated budget. The tension in the chamber was, however, palpable as the National Assembly Speaker Toko Diziza outlined the purpose of today's sitting. But before the address could begin, MK Party Parliamentary Chief Whip Zwanele Manye took the floor, demanding an apology from Enegonwanna.
We think that the minister will be within the values and the realm of Ubuntu for him to apologize to this house for making us come here for nothing, and must also apologize to the people of South Africa which we represent here.
Enegonwanna acknowledged the delay, admitting it was a major inconvenience. Why is the budget important and why should South Africans care? Anasasi Mahobu has more.
The budget speech is the most important financial address by a government minister. It outlines how funds will be allocated to government departments and programs for the next fiscal year. It also details how revenue is distributed between national, provincial and local governments. Beyond government spending, the budget gives insight into South Africa's economic outlook, covering income, spending, debt levels and growth projections. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Now for a quick look at other news, the Gauteng Health Department has confirmed 14 fatalities following yesterday's bus crash. The Health and Wellness MEC, Nobantu Nomoko Ralehoke, visited hospitals in the city of Ekurhuleni, where 77 people remain hospitalized.
About the numbers that we have in our forensic unit, we have 14 as we speak. I'm not sure about the 13 where the mayor gets the number, because he didn't speak even to Mdala Dala in terms of confirmation. He didn't speak to me in terms of confirmation. But we are going to correct it so that when we send the message out there, we have one message that talks to the number. The number is 14.
Tswane Mayor Nasipi Moyo has announced the completion of 447 housing units in Olifantshoutbosch. The housing project has experienced several delays in recent years, among them due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the captain of the Solon container ships involved in the crash in the North Sea is a Russian national, and the rest of the crew are Russian and Filipino nationals. The police earlier arrested a man in connection with Monday's major collision. I'm Chanel Sotemba. More news at 4.
Hey, bad news. Remember we were talking about Mauritius, because it's Mauritius's Independence Day today. And we said how much we'd like to go, and we were available. We'll do our show from there. I got the email in and it says, thank you for your interest. Unfortunately, we're full. Try Zanzibar. I'm like, oh, why? No.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I can't feel it. Girl, pick up your phone. I can't believe it. I can feel my spirit slowly.